Let lie, man. Let lie to them, boy.
In the place.
Monsieur, let la. Okay, quickly, let me remind you that if you'd like to write to us, you write to tellIwa@rcistlucia.com. tellIwa@rcistlucia.com. Or you could hand deliver your letla to our studio right here in Sans Souci at CSA. We're at the CSA Center. Very easy to locate us. Lots of parking. So if you have a letla to drop for us, just drop it off right here at the CSA Center. Those of you who are going to be calling, just remember, letla is written E for everyone. And believe me when I say to you, we'd love to read and discuss your letla right here on the program, letla on RCI. Folks, the numbers you need to dial are 4523046. 4523046. 1758 4523046. You could call us on WhatsApp. 1758 724 0008. You have it? 724 0008. Remember to turn down the volume on your radio, your computer, your smart speaker, whatever device you're listening to us on. When you are calling, just turn it down. We promise you, you will hear us loud and clear. First time callers, and there will be first time callers. All you need to do is just say first time caller and go right ahead with your contribution. Okay. First time call. Remember, folks, letla is for you. We ain't running behind anybody. We ain't cutting you off unless you're using foul language and that you're being disrespectful. Now, you could quarrel and them kind of thing, but just be respectful. Okay, fam? Let's go straight into the letla. It reads, Castle Rumpkin, only 2 months since the girl and I not living together and the girl behaving as though we never had anything. Up to a day like today, I still don't know what really going on. Bro, I tried everything for the girl to stay with me, even though we're not living together. And then all of a sudden, she started liming everywhere. She was never like that, C4. The girl was never like that. Rankin, I want to go where she living to stay with her or even sleep with her sometimes. But boy, is stress. Wow. She says she wants space. She needs some time for herself to figure out what she wants to do. Kasa, you know what hurting me? I hustling to get over that girl because I still have deep, deep feelings for her. I still want her, but it's not easy. I still calling her endless and I still asking her to come stay with me or at least make time for me. We spent 5 years together, Gasa. I ain't gonna say I was the best boyfriend because we was always in a war. But that ain't nothing because I was still getting what I want after we fight. She used to dig her as a Rankin, but she was still giving it to me. Oh. Wow. Lucky you. The problem is she wanted me to change certain things about myself for her. And at the time, I did not think I was the problem. The girl used to just stay there and quarrel just so. Wow. I used to get so vexed. Just leave the house. Sometimes I out all night just for no Roro. Oh, man, she must be crazy, bro. So a day she tell me she going by her mother. Rankin, 2 months now. She ain't come back yet. Wow. Because everybody have their ways and she was difficult sometimes. But that is the woman I love. I don't know what's going on. All of a sudden she insists that I try to move on with my life. Wow. She said we are still friends and things can still work out in the future, but move on. Rankin, what I'm telling her is at least sometimes make time for me. But while I there struggling with my feelings for her, somebody tell me they seen her everywhere with a fella. Then another person called me and tell me she was at a certain place with the man. Come now, you see that? I went.
Don't go, Paddy, don't go.
You went. Don't go. I went, I didn't see them. I tried to call her to hear what she would have say, but she ain't answer. So I go by her mother where she living. She was there. When I reached there, the girl looking disappointed. Rankin, that is a place when I go there, I welcome. I used to walk all over that house, sometimes half naked, because we used to go there and spend weekends together. When she saw me, she asked me, "What you doing here?" I tell her, "I come and see her. I come and see you." As usual, thinking I could still walk through the house as I want, I tried to go in her room, Rankin. The girl make one kind of havoc. She pushed the door, then pushed me to go outside. But I see like somebody lie down on the bed, Rankin. Him that day.
Balance, eh?
But I see like somebody lie down on the bed. And I know it's a man I see, I tell you. She get vexed, Rankin. I try to get the man to say something. I say, "Oi, what you doing there?" I said, "Come outside." Rankin, you know the girl tell me, make that the last time I come in there. Mm-mm. I tell her, if she not comfortable with me being here, let's go with me, please. I go bring her back. Boy, she just wanted me to go. How can that girl go from loving me to not wanting to have anything to do with me in such a short space of time? I hold her hand. I beg her to come with me and just let me know what I have to do to get her to come back. She make me drop her. Mm-mm. She go in her room and she lock the door. I knock on the door, Rankin. Silence, Rankin. She has said nothing. I go and sit down in the balcony thinking she will come back out to talk to me. That ain't happened. I stay outside in the balcony and waited for over an hour. Then she...
What?
Then she and the man come outside. Yeah. Then she and the man came outside. A tall fella, Rankin. He had a towel over his head covering his face. So I ask her, why is she doing me that? I ask her if she in love with him. She asked me if I sure I want me to answer that. I tell her yes. She answer. He hold her hand, pull her, and put his hand around her neck. Mm-mm. So I hold the other hand, Rankin.
What kind of...
I hold the other hand, Rankin. Me push me and continue walking with her. Cause the only reason me I get it is because she asked me to please not do anything. So me lucky. They went in a black car. Let me make sure. They went in a black car that was parked lower down the road. Boy Rankin, watching me go with the girl was the worst feeling ever. I know, Dred. I know. What, Sifo? What? What? That hurt me, and I wanted to beat me. No lie. After she left with him, I call her how many times? She never answered the phone. She called me the following morning and asked me why I do that to myself, or how she spoke to me and I didn't listen. Rankin, so I did that to myself. You see what them girls does make man do? She was the one who said to me that things can work out. So what do I do now? How else can I handle that? Do I go back to visit her? Should I continue to try? Oh, man. Let me do that one more time. Then you call us at 452-3046 or 724-0008. Casa Rankin, only 2 months since the girl and I not living together, and the girl behaving as though we never had anything. Up to a day like today, I still don't know what really going on. Bro, I tried everything for the girl to stay with me, even though we're not living together. And then all of a sudden, she start liming everywhere. The girl was never like that. Right now, she like go awkward, buddy. Rankin, I want to go where she living to stay with her or even sleep with her sometimes. But boy, it's stress. She says she wants space. She says she needs some time for herself to figure out what she wants to do. Cause you know what hurting me? I'm hustling to get over that girl because I still have deep, deep feelings for her. I still want her, Rankin. Boy, boy, boy. But it's not easy. I still calling her endless and I still asking her to come stay with me or at least make time for me. We spend 5 years together, Nasa. I go say, yeah, Nasa. My girl, go and check the man. I go say I was the best boyfriend because we was always in a war, But that ain't nothing because I was still getting what I want after we fight. She used to dig her as a ranking, but she was still giving it to me. The problem is she wanted me to change certain things about myself for her. And at the time, I did not think I was the problem. The girl used to just stay there and quarrel just so ranking. I used to get so vexed and just leave the house. Sometimes I out all night just for no roro. So then she tell me she going by her mother ranking 2 months now. She ain't come back yet. As everybody have their ways, and she was difficult sometimes, but that is the woman I love. Aww. I don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, she insists that I try to move on with my life. She say we are still friends and things can still work out in the future, but move on. Rankin, what I'm telling her is, at least sometimes, make time for me. But while I just struggling with my feelings for her, somebody tell me they seeing her everywhere with a fella. Then another person called me and tell me she was at a certain place with the man. Come now. Come now. I went. I ain't see them. I tried to call her to hear what she would have said, but she ain't answer. So I go by her mother where she living. She was there. When I reached there, the girl looking disappointed. Yeah. Rankin, that's a place when I go there, I welcome. I used to walk all over that house sometimes half naked because we used to go there and spend weekends together. When she saw me, she asked me, what you doing here? What you doing here? And I tell her, I come and see you. As usual, thinking I could have still walked through the house as I want. I tried to go in her room, Rankin, the girl make one kind of havoc. She pushed the door and pushed me to go outside. When I see like somebody lie down on the bed, Rankin.
It probably hold his head, boy.
And I know it's a man I see there. She get vexed, Rankin. I try to get the man to say something. I say, oi, what are you doing there? I say, come outside. Rankin, you know, the girl tell me, meet that the last time I come in there. I tell her, if she not comfortable with me being here, let's go with me, please. I go bring her back. Boy, she just wanted me to go. How can that girl go from loving me to not wanting to have anything to do with me in such a short space of time? And not only that, bro. The girl go by her mother and she never come back. I hold her hand, I beg her to come with me and just let me know what I have to do to get her to come back, Rankin. She make me drop her. She go in her room and she lock the door. I knock, knock, knock the door, Rankin. Silence, Rankin. She has said nothing. I go and sit down in the balcony thinking she will come back out to talk to me. That ain't happen. I stay outside in the balcony and waited for her over an hour. And she and the man came outside. A tall fella, Rankin. He had a towel over his head covering his face. So I ask her, why is she doing me that? I ask her if she in love with him. She asks me if I sure she want me to answer that. I tell her yes. She answer. He hold her hand, pull her, and put his hand around her neck. So I hold the other hand, Rankin, mate push me, and continue walking with her. That's the only reason mate I get it is because she asked me to please not do anything. So mate lucky. They went in a black car that was parked lower down the road. Boy Rankin watching mate go with the girl was the worst feeling ever. That hurt me and I wanted to beat me, Rankin. No lie. Hey, somebody calling me already. Hey, let me take the call. Let me take the call, eh? Let me take the call. Caller? Sifo, you know I dropped the call, Sifo.
Call back, call back.
Caller, that's my fault. I dropped the call, man. New things, don't worry. New things, I go get it. I go get it. New, I hang up on you, eh? Sorry. Accept,
yeah?
Yeah, accept. Accept. Hello, caller.
Good afternoon, Timasi.
Hey! Hey! You sounded sweet, boy. What? Hey.
As always. I'm a real good that fella from.
Where we get him? Now let me tell you
something. That cannot be real.
Kola, be nice to him. He's hurting.
Yeah,
he's hurting.
No. You're love, sir.
You literally go in there and you call in the partner. Oi!
Hey, boy. That's a love that making you do that. He loves that making you do things.
Okay. Sorry, writer.
Why are you laughing at them, mister?
I don't laugh at them, but made mad. I understand. Writer. Oh, boy.
What advice do you
have? I feel your pain, honestly speaking, but I think you should move on.
No.
Please do not waste your time, because he can do something really stupid, you know, Iwa.
Yes, true.
He can do something really stupid. Yeah. So before you're right into your...
Why you think he went there? You know the girl that tell him and things over yet. Up to now, she hasn't said to him that, look, man, things are over. You know,
He did say, she said that in the long run, they can, you know... Work on a relationship.
Right. She said that.
So at the moment, she wants some time. Maybe she's seen that she have talked to the guy countless times and no change, so she just give up.
And 2 months, you have her next boyfriend.
It's not like she... That's not her boyfriend. She just, maybe, I guess, kind of rehearting so she's seeking comfort.
What?
So that's what...
She's kind of... Your party, y'all, but at that point, Iowa, you're talking to your boyfriend countless times, Iowa.
You sound like you know that so well.
I asked of it. But no, Iowa. Yes. You see, I'm talking to my boyfriend so much, talking to him countless times, and then no change. Of course, I'll be frustrated, Iowa.
That's a whole year.
So then, you know, things do happen. I believe the guy, he should really forget about the girl. Stop. Stressing that he says, I'll clean himself. You can't do something really stupid. He needs to just leave the girl. Leave her. Give her her space. Honestly, give her space.
Let her do whatever she wants.
Yeah, give her space. Because like she said, after things broke off with them, now she has been all over the place. Like, just going there. I guess she's trying to free up her mind.
Why? And could you imagine he might have, according to him, deep feelings for her, Gasa?
I think now he's checking himself. I understand he's checking himself now. But like I said, you should just give her some time. Maybe down the line, she will come around.
Connor, you know what I want? I really want...
What, therefore, you will become yours, right?
I hear that, Connor. You know what I want? I want you to treat the guys better. Treat us better. With more
no
love.
Problem, Iowa. But,
with
we,
more love
but if you're doing something, if you're doing something wrong, and we've been speaking to you all countless times, and you're not willing to change, what are we supposed to do? You are not babies.
Give us time.
We're speaking to you all over and over.
We're not like Yola. That is get fixed.
If you're time,
time,
like seriously, Iowa.
Yeah.
But right now, you're really bold-faced. Right now, you're too serious. You literally go there.
Hey,
yes,
man,
you
man
see
man
somebody
man.
On the bed. That's in the boy home. That's the girl's mother house.
I say the man woman not there. No. The man in love. So the man
this
wants to
woman?
Go on.
Yes.
Come on.
What is going on?
If Mid was a real man, Mid didn't see a dabba man there, you were supposed to walk out. What
Where?
If the man had attacked him?
Where?
That's not even your house. You just come in there and you see someone comes to call it for
but the money is to come there. So call the money is to come there. Yeah, the man a customer.
It
already.
Doesn't matter. But you not. Your days for that has been cut off.
Caller, for some reason, I totally agree with you. You go there.
Your day. Exactly.
You see a man on the bed there. Go.
Walk out. Exactly. That could have caused a big problem. It's that
me. I go in. Real thing.
No, I'm not a runner.
I would have. Let me tell the caller. And then let's stay there to see the man walk out.
Yeah. I don't think he's good there, though. You're grabbing a girl.
Damn it, girl.
Right, so you should just forget about that. Because at the end of the day, you're hurting yourself. Yes, the girl moving on, she doing what she want, but you're hurting yourself at the end of the day. So you need to just close that chapter.
I guess you were probably on that closure. You probably on that closure.
And that's the sad thing about it, you know, Ira. The men don't like to listen. No is no. I've moved on. You need to understand that. That is simple logic. Just understand that I've moved on.
Some.
Because we had our timing. You messed it up. I spoke to you countless times. Okay, I can't take it again. I just move on.
Yeah, but you never tell him and you never tell him when you move in. The man never gets.
Well, like, right, the girl already did the boy all the actions he needed. He should check himself.
Kola, yes. Not just tell him to move on, show him that you want him to move on, because.
But she showed him she want to move on because she literally found out with the next guy.
But then we can change it long when we got the bugla well.
We can work on things.
We can work on things.
I guess, maybe when she said that, maybe she was under a bit pressure, because you know how some men can be so. Oh boy, they can be so pestering.
That's a ludo that
I know what you mean.
When your men just be doing that concept, can they just say anything? You know, just to make you feel okay. Just to, you know?
Kola, so question. What should he do now?
Right, do not go back there. Do not go looking for the girl. Right, you need to concentrate.
Why not?
Focus on yourself, right, right, so honestly, he's doing too much that's illegal there, because Mick could have gotten his death.
Yeah, I agree.
The girl, somebody call you. Somebody just call you and tell you they see the girl. You done running already.
Yeah.
But then
what kind of thing that? Little for women to do. But you can't tell me you dare and somebody just call you.
Women to do, boy, fellas doing that, boy. Fellas want
to do it.
Fellas doing that. As a matter of fact, we're reaching there faster.
Well, first to begin, if you aren't living to sick, the girl is not yours. The girl doesn't want you. And it's obvious that she doesn't want you, right? She doesn't want you, right? Right, you need to focus on yourself, right? Today, tomorrow, you fall sick, high blood pressure. Who can look after you, the girl? No. Leave the young lady alone, right? Soon, you will get somebody. There are so many women out there. You will get somebody of your dreams.
Do you have any advice for that young lady?
Hey, what's this?
Huh? What advice you have for you didn't talk to the fella. What you have to tell her? Treat the man better. Listen to the
Treat
man.
What?
Take what?
Seriously, honestly speaking, I think she did the right thing, except the fact that she maybe just jumped into another man's arms. That's what I thought, you know? She did a little out of the way. Well, because everybody's not the same, so.
Well, you know what happened? She went by her mother way for 2 months now, and she ain't come back. Huh?
Well, yeah, and she's not coming back, right?
She ain't coming back?
She's not coming back. Oh, right, so the woman, Ivan, you know the woman doesn't want the guy. It's obvious she doesn't want him.
We can still work it
out. You don't know?
We can work it out.
It can work out. Not presently, because she needs to see
Ludo a change in him. Ludo. Games.
And right, so I could tell a girl, come with you. Right, I don't know where they're getting them kind of men from.
That's what the man and woman that they the man what? In love. Excuse the man. You're the man in love, Gasa.
And call and see, for let me be honest with you too. I would have wanted her to come with me too.
Yeah, Gasa, but what do you mean?
I wouldn't
so want to. So, you get me, Iwa, you come at my mother, you see me there for a man, you tell me to
no, no,
see
no, no,
to come
no, no.
with me, hey, but yeah.
Kola, hello there. So, Kola, you're not coming? You wouldn't come?
No, hey, but Iwa, I'm very somebody, Iwa, I'm not coming anyway. Sorry.
Boy, me man, I was even crying too.
Can I imagine just thinking about it? I'm in pain.
And the fact that literally that guy has a lot of guts, you know. Me literally stood there in the balcony and watched him.
And wait.
That's an arm, it. Me never.
What do you call her? Love.
Love.
As in love. Girl, he wants things.
If you say, okay, right, if you say that's love. Not I need you to do. I need you to give the lady a break and work on yourself. Let her see that you change. Let her see that you're willing to be friend, like you're a changed person. Okay? Because I think he accepted the fact that he said he blew up things. You know, he wasn't giving himself any fault.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently he checked himself now. So, you know, let her see that, okay, you're a changed person. And maybe she can give you a second chance.
Yeah.
But that man had to learn to listen. When we give no less time, we're speaking to you. Listen.
Well, sometimes you're talking. You're not saying don't let learn. I'm just going to repeat it. Sometimes you're talking, but you leave the relationship already. Long time.
Yeah, long.
It is. But it's not our fault.
Whose fault?
On the other hand. It's not our fault. It's not that we want to the relationship, but just for our peace of mind, we have to let go of it.
Mm. Thank you very much, Kola. You've been awesome.
Hey, yes, I
just want to apologize to the first caller. That was my fault. I see, I pressed the wrong thing. Others have new things, you know. So, but I get it now. All right, the numbers are 4523046. You can reach us on 4523046 or 724-0008. Good afternoon. Letla, you on here?
Something.
Yo, what you said, my G?
Boy meet mad boy. It is very mad, yo.
And give me a reason.
So let me tell you something. Two sides to this story. It's either the girl was nagging because she already had that other fella and she wanted to get rid of me. Or mate was doing something wrong for you and he didn't want to pick it up and fix it. And now alone he realized that he was doing wrong. So he alone could answer his question there.
So Kola, he deserve a chance? Another chance?
Yeah, well, like you said, the women nowadays need to start treating us better. A lot of them, they're thinking about nobody else but themselves.
But themselves, for real. Yes, Kola. Yes.
But that's a mate shouldn't be going for all of that shit, yo. Going all of the girl home, you see a fella there, you calling him an outside, what if the man pull a gun and shoot you in your head? Them time there, that is what is happening.
Yeah.
You need to be careful, yo.
But, Kola, you see, again, it matters of the heart, Gasa. When the things happening to you, Kola, I'm sure you know about that, Gasa. When you're in love with a woman, Gasa, and that woman doing certain things to you, Tread, you know, and your feelings, everything you do and thing you can think of is about her and is her, you know, and you do not want her to leave you, bruh. That's the girl you want in your life. You know how difficult it is, Scholar.
Baron, even if you don't want them to leave, they already live in your head, in their head. Look, you just said it a while ago there.
I know. It's you, Kola. That's what I'm saying. I want to know, how would you feel? Isn't that the way we feel?
Yeah, you go feel hurt, Rams. You go feel hurt. Them things happen. You go feel hurt. Which I understand with the man. I understand this go well right now.
Right.
You check it? But at the same time, you have to check for yourself. That's your health right now you're playing with. So what if you go mad?
Yeah.
You have to check for all of that.
And as men, we need to learn to
because that ain't no easy thing to go through, you know, for real.
Because I'm telling you, guys, the man go there. So what? He go and check his girl. Well, the girl, he think that he's in the relationship.
Wrong. They tell us it ain't ours. It's just our turn, brother man. So when our turn ends, that is it.
What? Tell it again, Kola.
It's never ours. It's just our turn. So, and that's what the girl showed him on there. His turn ended. He go there. He see a fella in a towel on the bed.
Bruh.
That is how we used to be there.
Bruh.
You know that is how we used to be there.
Wait. Kola. So, is it ours?
It's never ours, Rankin. It's never ours. All of us have our turn, brother man. We enjoy our turn. Now, you know the good thing about it? All the trouble the girl was giving, she was still passing it for him. So all he had to do is just...
I want you to say something for me and Letla. All them fellas with their women and thing, they have their woman in the house, they have their woman, they claim and thing, that's my girl and so on.
Brother, he there was. We just say that. We just say that. I mean, like anything else, you know?
It's our turn.
No, it ain't ever ours. That's a woman never call if you and tell you, I'm not yours.
Not yet.
Okay, well, you're on the way to that. that is just what it is. It's not yours.
It's your turn.
We say it's ours. We say it's my girl. But it ain't never ours, bro.
It's our turn.
It's our turn. So when our turn end, it move on to the next.
Why are you saying that? Why?
Bro, let me tell you. Right now, the world don't have no love. The relationships now is based on what I could get, what you doing for me, how much you giving me, and them kind of things. You check it? Is there nothing about love nowadays out there, brother man? The little bit of us are trying to show some love, they're more messing up our heads. So that is what it is. We have to accept that.
It ain't never ours. It's our thing.
It ain't never ours, man. It ain't never ours. You know that for a fact. That man need to just come and chill and play some dominoes and drink something and understand the boys.
All right, buddy.
Because he go just keep putting himself wrong. Yeah. He may go follow that girl everywhere he hear that girl going in the fellow.
Yeah. And why? Why we following? Why? Again, we love.
Wrong, but he says love, wrong. Yeah. It's love.
Yeah.
Like you saying, it's love.
We want to see. We want to know. Wow. Everybody, thank you very much for your contribution, my brother. One love. Yeah, man. Me tell you, ladies, and I, you know, I really want you to get that point. You really need to start treating us with more love. Like you're really, you're care, and you're like concerned about us. Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon. Let Lana CI on the air.
CMRCI.
Hey!
Brother, you were laughing at that, but that is a serious thing. Man would go and hang himself.
Well,
the way that man acting, that is serious. That is a serious thing. I feel we should try and reach out to that one and try and see. Because if that man acting like that already, you know how much, how what going through that man mind when that man stayed in the balcony waiting for the girl.
And you see that man going with your girl, Papa? Boy, huh? Boy. And you see another man going with your girl, that's
it? You know, you're talking about going with the girl. I'm telling you, do you know what is going through his mind when he sat down in the balcony waiting?
Well, let's say he wanted to beat me again.
Because you could be in the balcony there waiting and you remember that's where you used to be, what you used to do that person, how that person used to moon, all them kind of things going in your head. And it's a whole hour, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
boy. So, pee, water, fur in the room, all of that.
So, men really should not have gone there, guys. Men should not really.
What you going on do there? What are you going on do there? That will make me laugh, you know. Let Bab come out and do pee, the face, pee, glow, and booze,
yeah.
Now, the next thing I want to go, it seemed like it's Suki that was there. Because I'm going to say the man come outside with a rag on top of his head.
Yeah, and cover in his face.
No, but we need to try that one to fix up himself, because if not, is either the man, the girl eating now going to violate him, or you're going to do something to himself. The girl already gave you enough sign. Enough sign for you to move on. Move on. They have carnival them days. Go by your carnival, check this if you could get someone.
But caller, admit, it ain't easy, huh?
It's not. But then everybody has go through the Google already. Now you there with the, now surprisingly, it's always when somebody move on in you want to
change,
try and fix up yourself.
Yeah.
All the time you're there with the girl for 5 years, the girl probably there putting up with your shit. Yourself saying the girl wanted it to change, blah blah blah. But the girl already, from the time the girl asked you to change and you are changed, the girl already leave you. It just takes the 2 months. For her to leave the house, but the girl leaves her man long.
But again, so she going by her mother. I guess she was telling that often. But this time when she goes, she didn't come back.
The habit that they, whenever they leave in news by their mother, they say they going. Yeah, so.
And tall man, and a tall man lying down on the bed, he tall man.
Now, here the next thing. If it's a tall man that lying down on the bed.
Yeah.
That one must be. That one must be half tool too. I don't want to be that situation. No. I don't want to be that situation. That must deliberately say he's a tall man. Eh? A tall man. The man said the girl was feeling like the girl looking disappointed. Like the girl seemed like for 5 years she was taking a little thing and she gets to take a big thing there and that man showing up there. You know, a TLS that come that probably show up in the tail there.
Sure.
Check me.
Painful.
Check on him and Iowa.
Thank you very much, caller. You've been wonderful as usual. Our callers, boy, top callers so far. We're loving the contributions. Let's go back to the phone quickly. Let's see if we can get another call. Good afternoon, Lachlan RCI on the air.
Team RCI.
Hey.
Let me tell you something. You see, when women going through the issues, their friends always come in there and, you know, staying there with them and talking to them and stuff. Make sure we need to do the same thing for Alan, you know.
But caller, we just want to see anybody. When to me as men, we don't want to see anybody. We rather stay and suffer in silence.
No, well, I need
private
to say
that
right now, that man needs support. You understand? We need to support him.
Yes.
We need to put that man in our prayers, because we do not want that man to go and do stupidness with himself.
Yeah.
Because he already doing stupidness with himself. Huh. You understand? The kind of behavior that man exhibiting there right now, that is saying that man will go and kill somebody. That is saying that man will go and kill himself. You understand? So we need to put that man in our prayers, because that is a serious thing out there, you know.
Caller, I mean, a lot of people have gone through it. They've survived, you know. We just have to tell them, hold tight, be strong. You know, be strong, hold tight, go through your thing. It is okay to cry, bro. And fellas, if you're listening to me, it is okay to cry. Cry it out. Cry till your belly hurts.
Yes, sir.
You know? Yeah. Leave them alone. Leave them alone.
Now, one thing. Are you talking about, boy, love and love and love? First of all, spell love.
L-O-V-E.
That's not true.
Are you good?
No.
Hey.
Love is M-O-N-E-Y in our age right now.
Oh, oh money. Okay.
Yes, right. M-O-N-E-Y. Wow. That's what love is in our era right now. You understand? The people that love were like our grandparents, great-grandparents. Them people had love. You understand? Them people were making 16, 17, 20 children. Right? But right now, the way things are going, we need to put that man in our prayers. That man needs support. That man needs to go for some psychiatric help if he has to. Or else, that man will do something bad. Right? Because we believe that, you know, when we hear them kind of things happening, you know, we laughing, gil. But just that serious, we need to pray for that man, I tell you.
Yeah, I agree. Kola, why don't we listen when the ladies speak to us? Why don't we,
you know? Because we comfortable. When I say we comfortable, meaning that we have her already, so we do not have to, you know, bust our head anymore, basically. That's what's happening. You understand?
And we take them for granted.
There are signs that women does exhibit when things going wrong. Right? They come, they tell you, change. You understand? Mm-hmm. If they ask you to change, it's not for the worse. You understand? Mm-hmm. It's for the better, because remember all the Bible tells. The Bible tells you to love your wife. You understand? Although I know if he's married to the, well, he's married to her. But women does show love, but men showing more love. You understand?
What?
But
call us we again. More love. We just show more love?
Captain, we have more love. I can tell you that for sure. Men have more love.
You mean to say men love deeper, we love...
Captain, we love deeper. When we love, we love. We're going to the moon. We're going to Mars and take gold and come back and bring for our women, you know. But would they do that for us?
That's a good question, Paula. That's a very good question.
Right? But as I said, I do not want to take up the line, you know. But we need to put that man in our prayers. We need to support it. You understand?
Right, Paula, you're making a very good point. As men, we need to support each other.
We need to.
And you are correct. The women, they have their support system.
Yes, their support system. Their sisters, their friends.
Their friends support them, you know.
But us,
we just laugh at our partners, boy.
By the car, by the way, we're going on
jokes, boy. Now, let it be easy.
I'm just showing you as a family support. Anyhow, thank you.
Thank you very much, Kola. 4523046 is the number to call. You can also reach us on our WhatsApp number, 724-0008. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. Again, you can reach us on 724-0008. That's our WhatsApp number. And our in-studio line is 4523046. It is a very, very sad situation that our author of this afternoon's letter is going through. I know the pain, and a lot of you are listening, you know how painful it is. And this pain is one that lasts, brother.
Yeah, man.
Pin dead. Good afternoon. Let me know, see, are you on here?
Oh, we lost that call.
Yeah. That pain is one like it does not go away. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Let me know, see, I.
Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon. Let me know, you're on the air.
Hi. Good afternoon. I did not hear the letter, unfortunately. I was just going to see if it can be read.
All right. Let me do that right now, caller. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Quickly, let's take a break to acknowledge our sponsors, and then we read the letter one more time. Letla Nasi is sponsored by Fruit Sea, Seamoss, and Access.
And my girl, you know what they say about Fruit Sea, Seamoss, eh?
Partner, you know what they say about Fruit Sea, Seamoss?
My girl, you know what they say about Fruit Sea, Seamoss?
Boy, that Seamoss makes me score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruit Sea Seamoss? Apart from tasting great? Fruitsy Sea Moss is full of natural goodness your body needs. Sea Moss is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. Sea Moss is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Fruitsy Sea Moss. Unless you say something else.
Fruitsy Sea Moss, you know what they say.
Calling all ladies and kids. Access is thrilled to announce stunning new arrivals exclusively for you at our Baywalk location. Discover the latest fashion trends, exclusive designs, and must-have accessories that will elevate your style. And here's the best part. While you explore the new arrivals, our Cashree's brand still has a jaw-dropping 50% off. Yes, you heard it right. 50% off at our Cashree's brand for ladies and kids. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity. Visit our Baywalk store today and indulge in the fashion paradise that is Access. Happy shopping!
I'm back. Thank you for remaining with us. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. We ain't got any first-time callers yet. Let me tell you, like, all right, we're going to read the Letla one more time and reopen the lines. One is 4523046. That's in studio. That's our fixed line. And you can call us on WhatsApp, 724-0008. That is 1-758-724-0008. Quickly add us as a contact, and then you call us 1-758-724-0008. That's a ranking only 2 months since the girl and I not living together. And the girl behaving as though we never had anything. Up to a day like today, I still don't know what really going on. Bro, I tried everything but the girl to stay with me, even though we're not living together. And then all of a sudden, she started liming everywhere. The girl was never like that. Ronkin, I want to go where she living to stay with her or even sleep with her sometimes, but boy, stress. She says she wants space. She needs some time for herself to figure out what she wants to do. I say, you know what hurting me? I hustling to get over that girl because I still have deep, deep feelings for her. I still want her, but it's not easy. I still calling her endless, and I still asking her to come stay with me, or at least make some time for me. We spend 5 years together, Gasser. I ain't gonna say I was the best boyfriend because we was always in a war, but that ain't nothing because I was still getting what I want after we fight. And she used to dig her as a ranking, but she was still giving it to me. The problem is she wanted me to change certain things about myself for her. And at the time, I did not think I was the problem. The girl used to just stay there and quarrel, just so. I used to get so vexed, I just live in the house. Sometimes I out all night, just for no. So one day she tell me she going by her mother, ranking 2 months now. She ain't come back yet. Mm-hmm. So everybody have their ways. And she was difficult sometimes. But that is the woman I love. I don't know what going on. All of a sudden, she insists that I try to move on with my life. She says we are still friends and things can still work out in the future, but move on.
Oh, that's what she did say. Tell him.
Yeah.
Where's that part?
Ronkin, what I'm telling her is at least sometimes make some time for me. But while I there struggling with my feelings for her, somebody tell me they seen her everywhere with a fella. Then another person called me and tell me she was at a certain place with the man. Come now, come now. I went, I see them. I tried to call her to hear what she would say, but she ain't answer. So I go by her mother, where she living. She was there. When I reached there, the girl looking disappointed. Rankin, that is a place when I go there, I welcome. I used to walk all over the house, sometimes half naked, because we used to go there and spend weekends together. When she saw me, she asked me, what you doing there? I tell her, well, you mean I come and see you? Amen. As usual, thinking I could still walk through the house as I want, I tried to go in her room. Ranking the girl make one kind of havoc. She pushed the door and she pushed me to go outside. But I see like somebody lie down on the bed. And I know it's a man I see. She get vexed, Ranking. I tried to get the man to say something. I say, "Oi, what are you doing there?" I said, "Come outside." And can you know the girl tell me, make that the last time I come in there? I tell her, if she not comfortable with me being here, let's go with me, please. I go bring her back. Boy, she just wanted me to go. How can that girl go from loving me to not wanting to have anything to do with me in such a short space of time? I hold her hand. I beg her to come with me. And just let me know what I have to do to get her to come back. She make me drop her. She go in her room and she lock the door. I knock, knock, knock on the door. Silence, Ronkin. She ain't say nothing. I go and sit down in the balcony thinking she will come back out to talk to me. That ain't happen. I stay outside in the balcony and waited for over an hour. Then she and the man came outside. A tall fella, Ronkin. He had a towel over his head covering his face. So I ask her, why is she doing me that? I ask her if she in love with him. She asked me if I sure she want me to answer that question. I tell her yes, she answer. He told her, he hold her hand and pull her and put his hand around her neck. So I hold the other hand, Ronkin. Mate push me and continue walking with her. I said the only reason mate I get it is because she asked me to please not do anything. So mate lucky. They went in a black car that was parked lower down the road. While Ronkin watching me go with the girl was just the worst feeling ever. That hurt me. And I wanted to beat me. No lie. After she left with him, I called her how many times? She never answered the phone. She called me the following morning and asked me why I do that to myself. Or how she spoke to me and I didn't listen. Ronkin, so I did that to myself. You see what them girls just make man do? She was the one who said to me that things had worked out. So what do I do now? How else can I handle that? Do I go back to visit her? Should I continue to try? Let's go to the phones. This caller has been holding. Good afternoon. Let Lai on here.
Good afternoon, Ronkin.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. How you doing?
And I'm trying to figure out who is the C4, next person.
C4.
Okay, good afternoon, C4. Let me tell you.
Talk to me.
I'm a bit nervous. I'm not calling for the first time.
Right.
But I'm listening to you all on my phone, so I'm trying to put the phone off at the same time.
Right.
So let me tell you, Ronkin.
Talk to me. Man.
This young man, I think he's sick in his mind. Because she has said to him everything that she has to say. All he has to do is to leave her alone. She has moved on with her life. She has proven to him that she has moved on. And I was listening to all the other callers saying that women are not good, but women speak. And women speak to men. And men do not like to listen.
Quick question,
they only listen when you leave them. That's the only time that
they caller, how do you all move on so fast?
I beg your pardon, I'm not hearing you clearly, you know.
How is it that you all are able to move on so quickly?
It is not a matter of moving on so quickly. Sometimes you move on because of hurt. And I'm speaking to you all out of experience, because I just went through something similar. Mm-hmm. And it took a couple of months for me to understand that I have to first love myself before I can love somebody else. So anybody that I was seeing or was supposed to be seen or anything, I purged them out of my system, including the person that I was with. And right now, I am doing me.
How were you able to accomplish that?
Because you have to love yourself first. You have to put yourself first. Because let me tell you, he said that he was the one who did it to himself because he was not listening. It's not about hustling. Another person caller said about men love more. Men don't love. Men rather prefer and like. But men don't love. Mm-hmm. Because if you are in love with somebody and you see that the person is saying, hey, I don't want you to do that because this is the reason why I do not want you to do that, you wait. You weigh up the pros and the cons. And if it's right, then you do it because you love that person. Mm. But don't expect somebody to sit there and take all of the crap that you're dishing out and then you want to say you love. Now that thing about he going at the person's home, that's embarrassment. That's not love. That's just showing macho because you had the person and you let the person go. So let the person go and do her business. She has said everything that she can possibly say to you. It's your choice that you did not listen. And that is our problem with men. They don't like to listen because they all up there. Let me give you one example. I saw a whole group of cars parked on either side of the road. That was a bar. And it's like 9 o'clock in the night and all the guys are seated there. Instead of being by their girlfriend, it was a rainy evening. Instead of being by your girlfriend or by your wife, you're trying to tell me that every man that was seated there in that bar did not have a woman? Could so be. Men don't listen. They do not know love. Or most men, I must say, do not listen and they do not show love. So if you're going to show love and listen to your man, you will have a successful relationship. So this is my take on it. So right now, the woman have moved on. She have her tall man. I guess she loves her tall man because she did not take you on. So get it through your skull. The woman don't want to.
As simple as that. As a woman in a difficult relationship, you...
I beg your pardon?
At what point do you all decide that, look, man, you're looking for somebody else?
It's not a matter of looking for somebody else. Huh? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have somebody whispering in your ears. And then you say, well, okay, I have tried with this person. I've been trying. Let me see if this person has something else to offer. Probably the other guy is showing her a little more attention because a lot of men, as I said, they don't show attention. And women, it's not about the money. Well, let me tell you, a respectable woman who has a level head, it's not about the money for them. Mm-hmm. And you pick and choose. And this is my problem with men. They leave the good women. And they pick up the women that just want money and not a stable relationship because you will hear them. You will see them. Once you see them, you know what they have to. One, maybe, let's give a woman a week that you met her. You will know what she's all about. Okay?
Kwana, what's a good woman? What's a good woman?
Okay. A good woman. We are not all good in the sense of we are not all good, but you can tell if a woman is family oriented, if the person wants when you speak. And I think right now, men and women don't get to know each other. It's all about the physics, the hair, the beauty. They don't get to know. And that's where dating comes in. People don't date anymore. The man have a nice ride. Let me see. That's what my friends, I meet somebody there. He have a little money, you know. So that's what they go for. And that's what the men also go for. Because the women push themselves. But look for a woman that's respectable. Somebody that is going to grow with you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it is. Men don't look for women that grow with them. But they look for the woman that they put in front of their nice car. And when she comes out, she has a little pum-pum shorts and she's looking hot to so the other guys will marvel.
So, Speedy. What,
Speedy?
What, Speedy? Listen to me. I never said it wasn't good. I said because you can have a girlfriend who looks all hot and sexy and you'll have a level mind and you'll care about each other. But I am telling you, the majority of women nowadays, that's not what they're looking for. The fast money, the fast life, the nice car. This is what basically they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking for responsibility.
Kwana, if you are in a relationship, just a quick question, is it your duty to try to change your partner if you do not like certain things?
It depends on what you are changing. Because let me tell you, Rankin, if you have a man who feels that every night he has to be at the bar with his friends, and then you and he sits and you all say, well, hey, you cannot go to the bar every night. This is not nice. You do it on a weekend, probably one or two times for the weekend, fine. Or the weekend. But not every single day. Now, this is good advice because you go in there, you're spending money, you're sharing drinks with your friend, you're killing your liver and all your organs at the same time. So you sit and figure out if it's healthy for you to do or if it's right for you to do. You understand? I mean, there's give and take. I am not expecting no man to change for me.
Why not?
I don't want a man to change for me.
Yes.
I just want you to understand that if you are hurting yourself or something that you are doing is not right, you have to understand that it's not right. And if you're not going to listen, then why waste time?
So you should not try to change the person?
You should not try to change the person unless it is something that is beneficial to both of y'all. Okay, because I feel that people are individuals and everybody have their what they like and what, but it has to be that it's gonna work for the two of y'all. Because frankly, I'm quite sure that you would not like to have a wife or a girlfriend who sits at the cabaret or at a bar with her friends every week or every weekend. You understand? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, you'll tell her, well, maybe you cannot go to the bar every weekend. That's not becoming of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So you all plan, you all sit, you all plan. Okay, we're going to have a weekend and we're going to go out. We'll go for some drinks and then we come back home. But you cannot tell me every weekend a woman sit down by the bar and vice versa. That's what men, most men do. They forget they have a relationship with a woman and they have children and woman to take care of. When they reach there, they sit and that's it.
Caller.
So I am blaming him because whatever, he did not say what the woman was speaking to him about.
Caller.
Yes?
You see what you just said there about the bar with friends and fellas who are with their friends?
Uh-huh.
One of my partners used a word to describe it. He calls it therapeutic. That's what he said it was. He said it was going by the bar, cooling out with his partners, having a drink, talking, giving jokes and whatever.
Uh-huh.
He described it as being therapeutic.
Therapy. Yes. Okay. I do not have a problem with therapy. But you cannot do it every night and expect it to be therapy. That's no longer therapy or therapeutic. It is a habit. And it's a very bad habit and a dangerous habit because you, first to begin with, you're spending money that maybe you don't even have because sometimes you may have to borrow the money to go there and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to give one or two friends a little drink because you can't sit down there and drink all the time.
Oh,
and
yeah. So the next round of me, caller?
I beg your pardon?
I said the next round of drinks is on me. You know what I mean?
You understand me?
Yeah.
So this is what I'm saying. Most of us right now cannot afford to go and sit at a bar and drink like that and to also share the love by giving everybody that's there a round of drinks or whatever. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that money you're taking off your pocket to do that, you could have spent it somewhere else. And that is the thing about women. They are level-headed when it comes to finances. So they are the ones in there seeing the bills have to pay, this have to do. I'm all for entertainment.
And Paula,
your
you see how you're saying that? They're not saying that they're in the house, sir.
I beg your pardon?
You see how you say, you see the tone with which you're saying this, caller?
Uh-huh.
That's not how it is being said in the house, you know.
Well,
you're
well,
not
let me tell you, when you say
it,
something,
and
no.
Let me tell you, caller,
when you say something one too many
that,
times, you
you're
have
not
to stand
hearing, you're not hearing that children need things. The house don't have that.
Rankin, let me tell you, I am not in that category.
Oh,
I'll be honest with you. Because I'm a level-headed woman. I stand on my own two feet, and I do for myself. So when the man out there doing his thing, my bills are paid, and everything is done, taken care of. Children are taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything is done. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of person that I am. But I will not. I will only tolerate what you're going to dish out for a certain amount of time. And when the icing on the cake finish, it finish.
So, Kola, in essence, the point that you're making is that men really need to listen more, pay attention
that
to the
my
women
thing.
In our lives.
Men have to listen. Let me tell you, Rankin, most men, or the majority of men that have achieved something in life, just watch and see. There is a strong backbone behind them. Not their backbone, no? The woman backbone. And let me tell you something. And if they are honest, they'll tell you yes.
The wife.
Because it's my wife or my girlfriend that pushed me to do this and to do that. That is why now I have this. But sometimes when they achieve all of that, you know, they just leave you and they just go and pick up the spring chickens because, you know, they big man. But it's
they
all right.
They're leaving you. You're not going. No, try that.
I beg your pardon?
You're not leaving. Is your lad going?
But we have to go. We have to let y'all suffer. Because as soon as we leave y'all, y'all down to zero. Eh? The heroine has gone. We zero y'all turn into. That's it. Y'all turn into zero. Because y'all don't listen. The majority of men don't listen. I'm all for uncle. But uncle need to know, move on. They have a tall man there already. He gone. There's nothing there for him again. No
so
love again.
Why
love gone
say,
wrong
why
time.
Why would you say, well, boy, we can have something in the future?
I beg your pardon?
Why would she tell him we can have something in the future?
In the future, she said that?
Yeah, she said that. I think
that's all in his head. Seriously, that's all in his head. I don't think she said that. Having that young, that strapping man on her bed there right now, I don't think there's anything in the future, especially if he doesn't have a ride like the man have the nice ride, black car. Mm. That's it.
Awkward.
No more love again. She's moved on. He has to move on.
Ojali.
And I'm strongly suspecting that all of this is in his head.
All right, Colin.
Okay, Rankin?
Thank you very much for your contribution.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. You've been awesome. All right, let's take this call. Let's get this caller on. Good afternoon. Let's not see you on here.
TRCI.
Hey!
First time call.
First time caller! Yay! Caller!
Right, let me tell you, the girl clock out a long time, Paddy. You see, when the time the girl tell you she going by her mother home, the girl clock out long.
Oh,
and you're wrong for that. You have no right to go by the girl mother. You open the door, you inside, you see Paddy on the bed, tall rasta.
Yeah.
The girl clock out Kola, long.
I know the rasta that eh.
Kola just said no rasta. Kola, you know that.
You have to be a rasta. It has to be a ras.
Hey, I'm tall ras. Got you. Yeah, so what you saying is that
the thing with men nowadays, they don't listen. You see, from the time the girl said she was going by her mother, that girl left mentally a long time ago.
Yeah.
And as men, sometimes we have to, men have to like watch the signs, listen, monitor your woman, monitor your girl, listen to what she's saying. Mm-hmm. You know? And I think he's going through a lot at this time.
What?
And
well, I could tell you. I could tell you, and it's easy. It's not easy.
You sit down in the balcony a whole hour, watch the man drive up with your girl, your head hot all now, so there.
So, Corner, that is not nice and all. Could you imagine the pain mid going through that? So come on.
Mid going through.
So, Corner, tell him how to get her back. Tell him how to get her back.
There's no way to get her back. She's gone. She's clock out. She's gone.
See. So when that happens, no turning back.
So that thing, no turning back.
But Hedda, that thing about where
she didn't make up her mind already.
No. But Hedda, that thing about we can make back and things can be all right in the future. That's just bluff. That's bluff.
The girl just saying that to pull mid legs. To make cool out.
All right.
The girl just telling mid that. The girl clock out long. So, writer, focus on yourself and move on, bro.
Thank you.
Take time for yourself. Love yourself. Mingle with your friends. Like the last caller said, they have carnival. Go by carnival. You know, flex yourself. Move on. Don't stress. Don't try and hang yourself. Nothing like that. The girl clock out, you clock out too. Same speed.
Thank you very much, caller. Thank you very much, first time caller. You've been awesome. Yeah, boy. Let's go to another line. Let's take another call. Good afternoon. You on the air? Letla, RCI.
Team RCI.
Hey.
Hey, no, today Letla make me laugh hard.
You laughing at the man?
No, I laugh at the situation and then I laugh at some of your male callers.
Oh.
I'm glad y'all can see how it feels. I'm not telling you she's right, but this is exactly how we feel.
You let's hurt so, caller? Caller, you let's hurt so?
Sorry?
You always hurt so? You always feel that kind of pain?
Okay. Listen.
Colin,
a woman will stay after a man cheats, but a man will not stay once his woman cheats.
He will not stay once she cheats?
No. Men don't stay when women cheat, but women tend to stay with men when they cheat, right? So, that hurt you.
Let me tell you, the pain today.
I feel his pain. Don't get me wrong. He bring that on himself,
so
right? Because he had no reason to follow the girl. She said to him, maybe in the future we can do this. And had he listened and backed away and given her space, there might have been a chance. You understand?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or she could have just said that to ease the blow.
Yeah, ease the blow. Try as much. Ladies, one thing you need to do is to learn how to ease the blow. If you're going to do that, be nice. Let us down easy.
No, because y'all are not nice. Y'all are not nice when y'all do it. Do you understand? And then when y'all are faced with the fact, y'all tend to deny or lie as opposed to being honest about it. So unfortunately, it's a case of Peter paying for Paul kind of thing. And like I said, it's not, obviously, on all the times I've called and all the times you've had these situations where women just walk out and whatever, I don't think it's the right way to move out. But from what he's saying, it sounds like she was difficult and he knew he was messing up as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, because the same boy, to avoid them quarreling, would stay out of the house. And I get that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's us women going on about something that y'all don't want to hear about. But mm-hmm. like I always say, y'all have to learn to address the situation or the problem that has been presented to y'all by y'all women in order for that not to replay itself. But y'all want to sweep it under the carpet and then we'll go sweep. Keep sweeping. Eventually, y'all have a whole mountain in the house under the carpet. Well, and everybody falling over it.
But sometimes you just argue so much. You just argue so much in the house. We don't want to hear y'all call. I keep saying that.
No, okay, let me tell you. Let me see if I can. So think about it, right? You get with somebody. You really think, okay, outside of the 5% or the 10% of women that like to argue, right? Or that like the drama or whatever. You really think a woman waiting for you to come home just to be in a room with you? For quarrel, her blood pressure go up, you're in this. You really think that's what we want as women in our relationship?
I don't think you want that, to be honest.
Exactly. But if we talk to you all about something, right? If a woman goes to her man and she tells her man something, again, instead of him addressing it, Gaza, you see that? Gaza, I won't wear that. Yeah. I won't wear that.
You
now.
See you? Gaza, leave me alone. You see you?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so her problem or her issue with you or whatever it is that you may have done to contribute to that has not been addressed. How you think she feeling? It troubling her soul because they have an issue you're not addressing. It's the same thing for you. If she created an issue that troubling your soul and she choosing not to address it, you'll be bothered. It is something that you will constantly bring up because it's troubling you. You need it addressed. You need it adjusted. You need it to talk about it. But we don't like to do that. You understand? So now when women become silent in the house, you'll have a problem.
Oh, yeah.
You understand?
They say the silence wrong kid.
Okay. So they say, yourself, no. He should have he just had to back off and give her space. And I understand that when you care about somebody, it drives you mad, especially for him. He figure, boy, you tell me she's been by a murder 2 months now. You ain't come back. Wait, you. And it's just like, you know, so already he's losing his mind because, boy, am I a woman, you know? Mm-hmm. But he wasn't thinking of all the times that she was trying to get that kind of clarity. He didn't offer it to her. So now he won the clarity. He did not have the courtesy to give her.
Should women accept some of the blame for that? Accepting the blame meaning that's a... Maybe the way, the manner in which you'll choose...
To move on.
To talk about it and to talk address it. You know?
Say that again?
Can you accept some of the blame? Women, are you all supposed to accept some of the blame?
100%. With regards to the manner in which any relationship is one-sided for anything. Somebody did something that created something. Somebody has something to blame. Like when a relationship ends, I know a lot of the time people will tell you, oh, the woman did whatever, or the man did whatever, right? But what did you do to play a part in that? That's what we don't sit and think about. Like, let's take accountability of what we could have done better to either handle the situation or to you know, what was my part in that? You know, most of the times we don't do that. We just find somebody, we put the blame on them, and then we're happy and content with that.
Now, Kola, if you know, as the woman, keep bringing up this over and over, the problem, you keep arguing over and over and over and over and over. You realize you might not be doing anything about it, but you're still there over and over and over. It's not you the problem?
Wait. I answered you then because is this a case where the problem has been addressed or it's never been addressed?
Whether or not it's addressed or not, Kola, I'm just saying.
Now, different women, some women will constantly. I bring it up to you once, I bring it up to you twice. Okay, I finish with that.
Yeah,
I finish with that. Now, you understand. So some people are different. I wouldn't say it's the woman that's the problem. Again, how would you feel? I just want you to change shoes
right.
For a little bit.
It's not a good feeling. I would imagine it's not a good feeling.
No, it's not. And like for we are the emotional beings in the two, right? Men and women. We are more emotional than men are, or at least we show our emotion more than men. Because I wouldn't say that men are not emotional. So they're more women. Men. There are a few men that tend to be more emotional than women, right? They just don't show it. Mm-hmm. But we have to understand that you can't just leave somebody in their thing there like that and just figure everything will be okay. Yeah, like, you're the one to, your good if not currently, I don't have to ask you, you're good if that. Then tomorrow you'll come back all nice and sweet, like there's no problem. Men are very, very good at doing that. Like, letting go of something and moving past like it never happened.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is leaving my dirty plate the single problem?
What?
Is leaving my dirty plate in the sink after I eat a problem?
Not me, because I'll wash it because I don't like to see the sink dirty. That's my take on it.
Is leaving my stinky shoe by the front door a problem?
Well, I throw it outside because I don't like the smell. Simple. You understand? What I'm saying is, what is a burden to one, another might not have a problem. So you leave the sink, I don't like to see dirty dishes, I will wash it no matter who that leaves it. Now, another woman will have a problem because maybe she don't like to wash dishes. You understand?
Yeah.
So I think it's finding a way to cohabitate with people to understand what's going on. And another thing, too, is a lot of times we go into relationships and we know it's time for us to walk away, but because we feel like we've invested in people in the relationship,
yes,
we don't want to take that L.
Yes.
And so instead, we'll take the heartbreak, the groupwell, the headache, the this, when sometimes just take your L and walk away for your peace of mind because that's not working out. But then people push and push and push and push and push beyond limits, and then you have things like what that just happened there.
Why don't we walk away? Why we can't walk away, caller? Why we can't just go? You know?
Boy, for different reasons, because the thing turn up and it's nice, maybe the cash nice, maybe it's a living arrangement. Whatever the situation may be, whatever itch it might be that we're getting from there, it's always, you take it instead of taking your L and walking out. And a lot of people are afraid to be alone.
Yeah,
I've noticed that.
Yeah,
like, crossing paths and talking to people, a lot of people are afraid of their own company. And that's where the problem starts. So they find themselves in horrible, toxic situations instead of spending a night alone in their own company in front of a TV, a book, whatever. But that scares them more than a toxic relationship.
So my partner wrote that letter that that man should really try to spend time with himself.
The girl just wants to live her life and free herself. She takes stress with him for 5 years. That's what it sounds like. She wants to free her mind. She wasn't going out. Look, she's going out now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, stress and the way you decide to cope and move from it is different with a lot of people. Some people will take on drinking. Some people will tell you self-care. They're starting to do massages and they're taking themselves this place and they're spending money on themselves. It looks different for everybody. And for her, she just wants to free her mind. She's taking a thing where she can. She don't want you to come and stick in her foot and bring no heartache, because when you had to listen, you didn't listen. You never did.
And Kola, you see, when you go, that's when you're looking the best. When you go,
because you don't have stress no more. You sleeping better at night. You know, you eating. You don't have no stress.
How about Kola, the new boyfriend that doing? Is it a new man named mate that doing all of it?
You think so?
Thank you, Kola. You've been wonderful as usual. Thank you. Thank you. Tell you, yeah, man, Gatsa, when you see they're looking good, so see for the new boyfriend turning things up. The person that calling us on the WhatsApp phone, you need to add us as a contact. You need to add us as a contact on your WhatsApp. Add us as a contact, then make the call, okay? Yeah, add us as a contact. All right, see, but we ain't taking any calls. I just want to read some of the
comments.
Anything you want to add quickly there? Partner, tell you anything to tell the partner? Partner, anything of telling fellas, give up on the women.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to tell. I don't want you to tell me, boy, Iowa, you see that girl that you say you like there. Give up on that girl. So that ain't good news. Because sometimes, you know, that's the person you really want in your life. Sometimes that's the person you figure you know, you've been monitoring this person, you've been watching them, you see the way they behave. Because they want it to wear. We are in the shrub. I believe in pestering a woman or stalking a woman to, you know, to be with you. But some of them need a little more work. You need to put in some more. You understand, Tipo?
Okay.
Because not all of them come easy. Not all of them come easy. Sometimes you have to keep at it, you know? Anything I'm telling fellas, give up on the woman that they love. I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
man. If you love a party, you know, I mean, I tell you, pester alive and stalker because it look like you're
already on a level.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't see tall man and better already or anything. But anyway.
Party, you need to cool out. You need to relax yourself.
I think it's for the best he take a step back.
Yeah, man. Just relax for a little while. Yeah. Every now and then, a little hi, hello, how you doing? Yeah, but don't overdo it.
Don't follow the
question.
Yeah.
I suspect you're going back there, buddy, but you know, that's a good idea. We ain't taking any more calls, people. We're sorry about that. It's already 6 minutes. So I want to try and read some of our messages via texting platform. I didn't hear the letter, but I can get the gist of what happened based on the discussion. Intimate relationships are between two people, so no one person is responsible for the issues. We both contribute, whether as an enabler or the perpetrator. However, in this case, this woman has moved on. His harassing or constantly calling will just alienate her more, and she will only come back if what's happening presently doesn't work, which means he would be settling. Wow. It's not the end. Life goes on. He needs to move on and learn from the situation. He too needs to not jump into another relationship. He needs to reflect and review. Yeah, man. Good advice. Yeah. Rankin, when woman quiet, start to worry. You see that? The women telling me that they see for. And boy, that dangerous.
Yeah.
Why? Rankin, when you see woman get quiet, Rankin, all the time you see them making noise, wah, 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 and they get quiet, start, by that time it's too late. On letla, the ladies already say, boy, Rankin, at that point, nothing you can do, boy, too late. When you see the silence come, too late, Papa. As I met, like, made her the woman in a guest house, so he go there. You man so much, you walking in the girl mother house naked. Come on, partner.
Half naked, not naked.
The girl tell you it's over. Just work with that. Stop stalking the woman. If y'all get back together, your mind will always be wondering what style. Keep it moving, Papa. Keep it moving. Yeah, let's see if we can play this one. Let's go, let's see. Yeah.
Rankin, tell that lady that talking there to leave her number on the platform. Leave her number on the platform.
Alright, yeah. You feel a gope well easy, boy? Next woman, my boss. Flex yourself. If you tie, go take a bath in the Sulphur Springs. La Jesa. That's another one says, I will tell mate to roll on the best friend or the sister. Okay, alright. Good day, Rankin. That guy asking why the girl stopped loving him in this short space of time. I want you to play this song from R. Kelly. When a woman's fed up, there's nothing you can do about it. I tell you, as a Rank's mate go in the 4K, you. And mate know there was some balance going on. With the sneaky link. I think Mitch should just clock out for now, Rankin. Let's see. Alright. Good afternoon, Timasia. Hey, sending love to all. And big up mommy Julita Stanislas and sister Ria Stanislas from K-Stan. It's very unfortunate that they couldn't come to a common understanding, but he shouldn't put himself through that kind of torture. She told him to move on. He is embarrassing himself and allowing the other guy to have no respect for him as well. He had no business either going to her house unannounced. Rankin, this gentleman needs to let go and heal because that's slow suicide and he needs help. Please reach out to him after this conversation. The girl has clearly moved on and made it clear when she left with the guy. We can't blame the woman right now. He has to take accountability for his own mistakes that led them to this. I wish him well, Rankin. Yeah. And any of you listening and you're going through that kind of situation right now, the number is 202. You could call 202. There's someone I'm waiting to assist you right now. You could call 202 right now. They're waiting for you. Honestly, the writer should move on. Eh? When the young lady told him to change, mentally she had leave him already. Why you let's say that? So you're leaving mentally, and then women just distance themselves mentally. And that's why she was able to just say she going by her mother. Never come back. Just move on and work on himself. Men should honestly listen to women when they speak. And that's true. But sometimes it's your tone, it's the tone. You all have that high pitch and wham, wham, when you start, boy. For women to love men more and better, men should have respect and listen to women. You see, you may spend a whole hour outside there waiting around again. Yeah. You know things that happen in that hour in that room? Oh, my goodness. Bro, you have already shown your weakness. Time to move on, bro, and run from that woman. Bye. Rankin, that girl is a frog. She hopping as soon as she gets out. John says, she was over you before you all severed ties. For most women, space means I want to see. What? For most women, space means I want to see other people? Huh? Mama, you have reached out to her, so let it be. Was he trying to conceal his face with the towel, Rankin?
It's okay, daddy.
Good afternoon, Rankin. At any time, whether it's a man or a woman who asks for time out in a relationship, just know that your relationship with them has come to an end. Don't be fooled by that line. Just start to fish on the other side of the boat. Not just somebody say, boy, Rankin, you think I'll go poil easy? I'll go poil easier, boy. But tell you, look here, right? I think that's about it. When a woman's fed up, boy, there's nothing you can do about it. Men just need to listen. She should be more specific and tell him it's over. Don't give him any false hope when she has moved on already. I agree. Mm-hmm. We can still be these. We don't know in the future. Mix up games.
Ludo.
You know? C4Boy, thank you very much, Paddy. Marine, thank you to all of you who listen and you do not call. You are in the majority and we appreciate you. First time callers, we love and appreciate you. Those of you who our usual callers, I love you all to love. Hugs. All right? Doinks. Them people are listening, see phone there calling. I don't know what happened. Mister, we put a WhatsApp line there just for you to call it. And if some of you were trying to call without adding us as a contact on WhatsApp, you need to add us as a contact on the WhatsApp. Okay? Yeah. Add us as a contact, then you call. All right, Patty? All right. Family, until next week, Wednesday, man. This has been another Let Cla. Let me say thank you to our sponsors, Fruitsy, Seamoss, and Access.